Hi, and welcome to a Dad's Path podcast. We're real dads solving everyday problems. Each week, we tackle issues that dads everywhere face and deliver actions you can take right away. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and go to adadspath.com to get our free newsletter exclusively for dads. Our goal is to help you make fatherhood count. Dad on. Hi, and welcome to another episode of A Dad's Path. Today, we're going to talk about how to have a winning holiday season. The holidays, as we know, can be intense. They can be stressful. We're trying to create the perfect memories, great meal, gifts. But the fact is, your kids just want fun. You know, they want to bond with you. They don't care if the food's overcooked, if your gift is late, if your in-laws are annoying you. They'll just remember the bonding experiences and traditions that you create together. So I thought I'd put together a few sort of tips or things that have worked for me in the past to have a successful holiday season, because it starts from within. And where I start is managing expectations. You know, number one, both yours and others. Everyone has an idea in their minds of what the perfect holiday looks like. They probably have ideas from your youth or ideas that are the opposite of your youth, whatever it is. And when things don't go exactly as you want, you know, you'll feel stress, and that stress is real. And regardless of your ideal planning, especially with kids, no event ever happens flawlessly. So instead of stressing out about the mishaps that are going to occur, maybe see them as an opportunity to teach. You know, how do you want your kids to react when they have an idea of something in their head and it doesn't go exactly as planned? You know, do you want them to have their evening ruined? Of course not. You want them to maybe acknowledge it and move on. And that's what you should do too. And as a leader, as a dad, that's your job. That's how I would, you know, start to manage expectations. Another area I always look at are expenses. No matter how much money you have, you know, we spend more. And even if you don't set a budget for the rest of the year, if you set a little budget for December, I've found, or for the holiday time, it can make a huge, huge difference so you don't overspend. And then also communicate, you know, to relatives, to friends, hey, let's only get gifts for kids this year. Or let's set a dollar limit on gifts, things like that. And then you can also get creative and bond in other ways. So instead of saying, hey, let's go out to a big dinner, have a potluck maybe, right? It's cheaper, people will enjoy it, and you get more bonding time. You might also be surprised at the number of people who are excited, friends of yours, who want to come over and bond. You know, the holidays are can be a lonely time in some ways because they can be a stressful time. That's number three that I always try and I make sure to do, which is connect with friends. You know, reach out to friends, text, call, whatever it is. Set a night also to go out or to have some bonding time in person if you're able to. That I really find valuable. Ask how they're doing. Your good friends will ask how you're doing. Those are the keepers. And you're not the only one dealing with stress over the holiday time. Talking out with others might make you feel better. That's helped me. And then being proactive, you know, setting family traditions. That's number four on my list. Holidays are when you create memories and traditions with your family. So if you can come up with two or three ideas that you try and do every year, you're going to start creating those memories. And it can be as simple as, you know, before opening a gift, saying something you're grateful for or each kid's grateful for. It could be something like, when dad's in charge, he makes cinnamon rolls in the morning for breakfast. Or it could be buying an extra gift and delivering it to a shelter or giving it to someone in need so your kids can really understand, you know, the spirit of the holidays. And the last one, last sort of thing on my list, number five, but it could also be number one and probably is number one, is don't forget about yourself. You know, staying true to your routine, to your health as much as you can during the holidays is key to keeping your stress and tension under control. So if you exercise, you know, normally during the year, try and keep exercising, meditate, journal, whatever it is. And if you can pick up another healthy habit during this time, that can maybe even help offset some of the holiday gorging that might occur. Maybe it's 10 minutes of meditation every day or doing 20 push-ups or something like that, trying to eat healthier for one meal. That way, if you're not eating well, you're not drinking well, you're drinking, et cetera, you're not taking care of your body, you're probably not sleeping well, and you're probably not being the best dad you can be. So the goal is to break that cycle before you actually get into it. The bottom line is you got to embrace the holidays with all their imperfections. They're coming, they're here. The moments turn into hours, turn into days, which turn into the memories that your kids have of you. So do your best, you know, have fun, create joy, laugh. Thanks for joining us and Dad on.
If you liked our podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review. If you haven't joined us yet, go to adadspath.com to get our free newsletter exclusively for dads. And do you know a friend who might like this podcast? Send it on. We want to help as many dads as possible make fatherhood count. Dad on.